January the 28th. Smooth Storms.
This week, Derek's teaching focuses on how the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses us from all sin. Today, he shows us how this cleansing process works to transform us, so that Christ can use us more effectively. The fact that a person has repented of his sins and claimed salvation in Christ doesn't mean that his whole character has been instantly transformed. Certainly, a vitally important process of change has been set in motion, but it may take years for that change to be worked out in every area of his character. When David needed smooth stones to fit in his sling so that he could slay Goliath, he went down to the valley, the lowly place of humility. There, in the brook, he found the kind of stones he needed. What had made them smooth? Two pressures. First, the water flowing over them. Second, their continual jostling against one another. This is a picture of how Christian character is formed. First, there's the continual washing of water by the Word. Second, as we jostle one another in personal relationships, our rough edges are gradually worn down until they become smooth. We are living stones who need continual smoothing. Let me add a side comment that when Jesus needs living stones for his sling, he too goes to the valley, the place of humility. There he chooses stones that have been made smooth by the action of God's Word and by the pressures of regular fellowship with other believers. It's a mark of spiritual maturity to sincerely love our fellow Christians, not simply for what they are in themselves, but for what they mean to Jesus, who shed his lifeblood for each of them. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that I submit humbly to the washing of the Word and commit myself to love my fellow Christians with sincerity. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses me from all sin. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.